Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. When Poland was invaded in 1939, two brave teenage boys were sent to a concentration camp. One of the boys was Jewish, the other a Christian. They braved the war as best as possible. That's the story of the highly acclaimed Second World War novel, Treated as a Jew, by Bert Jagolinzer. A story of hope and courage in the face of one of the world's darkest chapters. A story of how, through the power of love and friendship, the will to survive can defeat the fear of death. And the author of Treated as a Jew, Bert Jagolinzer, our guest on This Week in America. Bert, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity to say some important words to your listeners.
Well, they are important, and this is a remarkable story that that you tell in your book, Treated as a Jew. We'll give you the information where the book's available as we go through the program. First of all, Bert, where did the idea come from? What inspired writing Treated as a Jew?
Well, it's interesting. I've been very well taught, you might say, on the Second World War. I was a young boy during that war, and I remember a lot of things, and it affected my family quite a bit. I lost a lot of my relatives in Russia, and in particular, but also in the Ukraine and different places. My relative was a large family, and I lost uncles and aunts and some cousins, and so it was a very touching event, to say the least.
So this really had an impact on you then, and still does.
The story itself just came to me as I began thinking about it. I knew that the Nazis had gone in 1939 when they rushed into Poland. They were going house to house looking for Jewish people. And these two boys that I brought into this story, I figured it had to go like this. And not sure that it really happened, but you can bet that it did.
Well, yeah, it rings true as you're telling the story just from history and what happened during that dark chapter in history over there. Believable because it could happen. Talk about the research, developing the background to write Treated as a Jew. And our guest is the author, Bert Jagolinzer, and Bert is B-U-R-T, Jagolinzer, J-A-G-O-L-I-N-Z-R, if you're Googling. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the research, the background necessary to write Treated as a Jew.
Well, when I focus on certain things, I imagine, I have a very good imagination, and I'm able to look beyond things. Like right now, I've just finished writing a book on the new Titanic, and you're going to be hearing about that shortly. And that is quite a story that I developed on my own. And that's what I do. I tend to take an unusual step on things that have happened. I've also written a book on the Civil War, and I approached that in something that never happened but could have happened. And that story is has done quite well. And so if people look up my name, they will find my list of books that have already been published, and I'm working on new ones all the time. I love to write. I began writing when I was a youngster. I wrote editorials. I sent them to newspapers and magazines.
Interesting.
And on occasion, they would actually print one of mine. And it encouraged me to continue writing.
Well, you were a talented writer, apparently, even at that time. And if you're Googling, again, I'm going to spell it several times.
Yes.
Burt is B-U-R-T, Jagolinzer, J-A-G-O-L-I-N-Z-E-R. Google it. You'll find information on this book, Treated as a Jew, and the others that that Burt has written and will be writing. And we'll hopefully have time at the end to go through some of those. So talk about that. You write these editorials. Some of them are picked up. It obviously encouraged you as a writer. When did you start doing this as prolifically as you're doing it now? You are a writer writing all the time.
Yeah, after I retired. I'm actually a metallurgist. I went to MIT in Cambridge.
Wow.
And got my degree there. And actually, I'm well-versed in a lot of different things. I have a doctorate in music. My mother was a concert pianist, and my dad played violin. And I actually play 5 instruments myself.
Wow.
Yeah. And so this has always been a hobby for me, writing. But I have published over a dozen books now and continue to. I have 4 or 5 new ones that are ready for publication. And so I will be getting to that in a while as well.
It's just amazing your background. And I was not aware of that, the music and MIT and all that, all that you've done. And you really touch the human emotion. You develop your characters so well in your books, in particular, Treated as a Jew. Talk about Ivan, Hyman, and Brenda, who's a key player in the story as well. Talk about developing these characters, because by the time we finish the book, we feel like we know all three of them.
Well, I want you to know that I thought seriously about who the characters could be and came up with the names. And I built all the things around an area. I just looked at a map and found the actual town that I thought might have happened something like this. And so I always follow the Holocaust, because my relatives were certainly they were killed in the concentration camps, and the Germans have documented that they have my family names and what they did, and a couple of them they actually tortured, and it's terrible. And I just had to write something in that direction, and I wasn't sure how, but as I put the book together, I realized that this might be a real special book. And people who have read my work said, this is your best work. And so that book has been now being exposed in different media like yours, and it should be, because anyone who is close to the Second World War in any way or shape will appreciate this book. It has romance in it. It has all kinds of different things. And I have finished the sequel as well. And it's entitled The Lost, Lost Sister. And because in the early days, they had taken the family away as well. And no doubt it could have happened just the way I wrote it. And so I felt that the sister should have survived somehow. And it's a very interesting book. After you read my book on Treated as a Jew, the sequel is just as intense and has wonderful material in it. And I'm so proud of that one as well.
Well, and you should be. This
The Lost Sister.
And that's the sequel to Treated as a Jew. Bert Jagolinzer, our guest. That's J-A-G-O-L-I-N-Z-E-R. You'll link onto his Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You capture these characters so well. You create these characters. Also, the emotion of the time. You can feel the terror, as in the small town that Ivan and Hyman live in. You've got Nazi tanks that are coming in and terrorizing and taking over the community. You capture that. How emotional was this for you as you were telling this story and this just devastating story of what happened?
It's a wonderful read. And I think what's nice about it is that people who, once again, have read my work say this is the best.
Yes.
And many of them have encouraged me to send it to Hollywood that maybe they would make a movie. And I can see them making a movie.
Yes.
I sent this to Steven Spielberg in Hollywood, and I'm not sure going or if it's going, but I expect someday to be able to check that out. But certainly when you read this book, you can picture Steven Spielberg making a movie out of it.
You know, as you said that, I could picture this being a Spielberg movie. It has all of the elements, the great story carrying, the character storytelling, the characters that you've developed. I mentioned the book's available at Amazon. Where do you suggest people go? What's the cost of the book, and what are the formats available for the book?
It's a $15 book, which is, real cheap in the world today.
That's for sure.
And Amazon has it and will take care of it for you. And I think that once people read it, they will want to check out some other things of mine. Hopefully they would. And if you're a reader, it makes a wonderful gift.
Well,
and we're coming up to the holiday season now.
I was just going to say, now is the perfect time.
I would recommend that to any man that has studied the Second World War or has some attachment to it. I realize that most of our families today still have connections to Europe and, of course, devastated about the Second World War that took up most of the 20th century. And it certainly was the most important issue in the 20th century. And it needs to be spread to young people as well.
Yes.
And so my story is a book that young people can read. There's no four-letter words in it. And it's I keep it to a pleasant reading and simple reading. I don't get involved too much in large words. And so it's easy to read. Yeah. And elderly people in particular lived more into that time frame. And so what a wonderful gift for an elderly person.
It would be.
I'm saying at Christmas, or certainly if anyone is sick, is in a hospital, it makes a wonderful gift for them as well.
And the book, the best.
So for $15,
that's a deal. That really is. And you can share this book with so many people as well. A great gift idea.
Yes.
But when you finish it and you've got somebody that you would like to share that, because this is such an important story that Bert tells in the book. The book is Treated as a Jew. Bert Jagolinzer, J-A-G-O-L-I-N-Z-E-R. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And for a young person, this is a history book, but it's not really a history book. It's based on history. It's the story of two people. It's a fast-moving book. Once you start reading, it'll be difficult to put the book down at the end of the day. You want to keep reading an extra chapter before you go on to something else. It's an important story, Treated as a Jew. A few minutes left in the conversation, Bert. Let's talk about some of the other books that, well, first of all, what makes your books different? Because you've done so many excellent reviews for all of these. Why do you think your books resonate so well with the readers?
I purposely look to do something different. I don't want to be a Stephen King or anyone like that. I do it because I love to write, and if there's any income coming off it, I usually think about donating it. And but I wrote one called Breakfast with Jackie O. Now, most people know who Jackie O is.
Yes.
And so this book, I actually had breakfast with her. I grew up with her and know the family, and I know things that you people don't know, believe
Interesting.
Me.
Interesting.
So I have to be careful what I write, certainly about that family, because they're powerful, and they have a right to their freedom. And but people were after me to write because I knew everything. I was at the wedding, by the way, when she married John Kennedy.
Amazing.
And I was at the reception at Hammersmith Farms. And, of course, that took place in Newport, Rhode Island. And so I wrote that book, and that book's been selling quite well, and people love to read it. And I wrote some short stories to go into that book as well. And I have one of these cuckoo minds, so I start writing about different people and in joke form, but people laugh at it and say it's pretty good. So some people say that I'm very much like Andy Rooney. Remember him?
Oh, of course, 60 Minutes.
At 60
yes.
Minutes.
Yep.
At the end, he would always come up with something crazy.
Yes.
And well, I do things like that. And I love to do those kind of things. So my books, some of them will indicate that. And you'll pick up on it. You'll see that I'm very different, and I enjoy being different. This conversation has been a wonderful thing for me. And I hope people do get to read my book, and they will then consider reading the sequel to it, which is The Lost Sister. The sister finally shows up. She was a member of one of the boys' families, and they took her away. But the Nazi soldiers told him, he wanted to know what would happen to my sister. And they said if she's pretty, they would offer it to some of the officers. And when they were through with her, they would kill her. Yep. And that's what he expected happened to his sister. But my sequel will tell you otherwise. She did survive, and how she survived is remarkable.
So the two books.
If in fact something like that really happened, I can picture it happening. Yep.
Yes. And the books are treated as a Jew. That's been the main focus of our conversation. And then the sequel.
That's the one you got to read first.
The Lost Absolutely. Sister. Now, if you just go to Amazon and you look for Bert
yep.
Jagolinzer, Jagolinzer, and we've got the link on our website that takes you there, you can find all of his books. You can order all of them there.
Yes, many of them are with Amazon. Yep, close to a dozen. Yeah.
That is good. And I love the diversity of the books. I'm looking through the titles. You really have a broad interest in life, don't you?
I do. And I want you to know I do two at a time. And I've been doing it. I do it on my processor, you know.
Yes.
And Microsoft. And I enjoy going back to one and put it aside for a while. And then go back again at another time and pick up on it. And it gives me a whole new sense of where to go. And that's part of my enjoyment. I also want you to know that I'm 83 years old.
Amazing. And haven't slowed down at all, have you? This hobby is keeping you busy.
No, this is my retirement stuff. I love doing it. Now I finally have the time to do it correctly, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I encourage you to put my name or the book on your computer, and you'll see all my books come up.
Now, I'm going to give you that as we wrap up here. I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end. Let's talk about treated as a Jew. It touches so many emotions. What do you hope the takeaway is? When people read the book, it's a story that has twists and turns as we go through. We've got the characters we really feel we know. We've got these horrendous real-life situations that are going on. What do you hope is the takeaway when people read Treated as a Jew?
Well, I think they'll realize that the Nazis didn't take just Jews. They took anything or anybody that seemed to be a problem or could be a problem. And that includes college professors, clergy. The Pope knew at the time that his own people were being discriminated and being tortured and being killed. And so all the religious people were affected by that war. And even though the Jews lost 6 million people, there were millions of others that were destroyed during that war. And so anytime you can show that to young people or to convince others that may not believe that in any way, and I think this book does.
Well, it does, and you touch so many nerves, so many emotions in this book. It's a story,
absolutely.
As I said in the beginning, it's a story of hope and courage in the face of one of the world's darkest chapters, a story of how, through the power of love and friendship, the will to survive can defeat the fear of death. The book is Treated as a Jew, Burt, B-U-R-T,
yep.
Jagolinzer, J-A-G-O-L-I-N-Z-E-R. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places, this book, and get
Absolutely. Information
on all of his books
yes. There.
And remember, The Lost Sister is the sequel.
Barnes
& Noble, all those usual places. And go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we'll have the Amazon page there for Burt. Burt, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. A very gifted writer. Hopefully we can do this again, talking about all the different books that you have out there. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
It's been my pleasure, and it's been something that I want to continue to do.
Well,
and I hope people will read me and enjoy the books.
I hope they do.
Thank
as
you.
Well. And Burt Jagolinzer, Jagolinzer. Burt is B-U-R-T, Treated as a Jew, the book we talked about today, but so many more, including the sequel, The Lost Sister. You'll find them on Amazon. Of course, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America. Today's program continues after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.